Hey there. I've got a story to tell you. We're gonna go on a trip inside your mind, and this requires suspension of disbelief and the same skills as meditative introspection. I may be a little more familiar with that from psychonautical journeys than from trance, but the skills are very transferable. Having a framework of storytelling where you are asked into the storyteller's world to concede certain points in the interest of moving it forward, rather like a hypno stage show, really. So I'll lay out the details, and I will map a progressive relaxation induction to the storytelling format that is so classic and well known. And when I do that, certain responsibilities which must be discharged during your journey down will be discussed. Having frameworks of, oh, this might grow too intense if the words are right and if you're working yourself in time to the words you hear. But even if it's just a story, immersion comes with acknowledgement, with table setting, with frameworks, with reminding you you can pause even if you get positively stuck where you are while you listen. Your disposition to listen to my story, let it fill you in for me. That's what connects us across rapport and mirroring, which is to say, I say the things I think will help this sink in. We have lots of tools for suspension of disbelief, and when it comes to trance, think of a stage show, getting pulled along in the expected response, the call and response even of storytelling, or of familiar rote routines. Hear the word, do the trick, carry out the scene. You don't want to be left behind, unable to enjoy the deeper things, so you might have to help me along. How do you do that? Auto-hypnosis, self-deepening, imagining a flame, or if you don't do visualization, doing all the calming you can do. See if you can conjure or hallucinate another sense, or at least carry out a deep breath or two. Breathing deeply, wanting to get more of what's around you in you, because what's around you is the kind of comfortable environment where you are listening to me. I always get to take that one as automatic. Always get to assume that you know. Because you're safe where you are and listening, your mind can follow me down. Now, follow me down along, but if you visualize, a flame can be appropriate. And if you don't, then inhaling something warm and soporific. You assign those qualities, but we can imagine with ease what it's like. Visualize quieting down, go to move a limb and let it slow down, 5%, then 10. Stir and move your body, feeling the sluggish suspension that follows me. And if I tell you still and quiet while you listen, coherently, obediently following that suspension of belief with me, because frankly, if you're listening to me tell a story, chances are I feel how the featured subject, how the you in there, does the whole time. And if what I feel and what you feel are supposed to be the same, then you can listen for the moan or the catch in my breath or when I become a little more monotonic. When the brain checks out because it's elsewhere with the story. Keep that concept in mind. Elsewhere with the story. You may have more prosaic local concerns, but let yourself enjoy fantasy and get immersed in the flow. And ways to make it more immersive, from your own music to self-deepening to having the right toys or outfit or circumstances beforehand. That highest state, which is flow, quickly getting pleasurably out of hand as you surprise even yourself. The pleasure of falling into trance can draw you back, and wanting a story while you're there is normal and natural. The suggestible, suggestive brain craves stimulation to take up all that freed-up space where your thoughts used to be. And even if you give 1, 2, 3% of that mind to me, I'll use it so well and efficiently that we'll get something installed and implanted. Just like you wanted, like you set aside time for me. I'll respect your time by giving you an efficient, interlaced approach to following along and reminding you that suspension of disbelief and that I'll be dropping too is part of welcoming you into comfortable rapport and hearing words. How do you carry out a scene? If I'm describing a character, you can pick which one you want to be. It's often quite obvious. But I insert myself in fantasies and roles that aren't quite obvious, imagining the sensation, the state of mind, getting into character. And you can always go back through my files more than one time or rewind them to your favorite bits. Whatever trains you gets that auto-hypnotic angle in. Storytelling is an appropriate context to begin unmodeling the idea that hypnosis is sleep. And indeed, the model of stage shows, which is only one way that you can experience sliding deep. Think about that, sliding deep into a warming place. Well, a story can be like that, if it's appropriately immersive. So I will do my job, but you bring your storytelling ears, your full attention, yearning to hear the next note or the next, simulating any hungers. Mapping yourself to any useful information as sensation creeps into the body, simulating mental states and physical as well, feeling the tightness of an embrace or the ache from inside. The storytelling offers you a shell to inhabit, a shape to slip into. It's fun to do so every now and then. Allow your body to fall and fade, 1, 2, 3, out of relevance to you or me. I have nothing to design on your body. Telling a story to your brain is always more than enough, so no matter where you inquire within yourself, you can feel traces of me mapped to what's going on, helping you close your eyes if you hadn't already, by the way, please. Deeper and deeper down, sometimes multiple instructions at once finding their way in. They rebound, echoing within, inquire within. Isn't it safe to just let some parts of yourself, since we are in a place where you're being told a story and had decided to set aside a little time for me in your mind? Well, that's more than enough to tell how far down your brain has gone. This is the benchmark for auto-hypnosis. You bring your listening ears, you obey, carry on, follow where it leads. Every word I say succeeds in permeating your brain if you hear it and perceive it. You could stop here and go somewhere else, but isn't that inky expanse, that canvas for storytelling? Simulate even only the smells or the touches. Use your hands if you must. Find positions, toys, ideas that let you enjoy and immerse yourself. That adjustment, that automatic, is likely to get a lot more people wanting to take you as a storytelling subject or as a toy for something more seductive and submissive and woven into the hypnotic side of things. You're more alluring when you're a very good listener, my listener, with lowered, drowsy, heavy lids. As the world around is a busy, spiraling place, this is somewhere where it's just me, you, and whatever we choose to bid your brain to do in service of the fantasy of your body. In some cases, the fantasy that you have a body, zooming out to the subjective, seeing yourself as if from above and telling a story about it, or if not seeing, then indulging in the sensory description of the fantasy to follow, the heat and the lust, caught in the way it smells, tastes, feels, and in what you can do to yourself. Setting the stage does more than anything else, so please, let your brain follow after me, holding hands as you land in relaxation and peaceful tranquility, even listening to me. We're in a shared moment, both dropping, as it should be. The moment where my mind is focused on you and your breathing deepens for me, you feel safe in set-aside time to let me unwind my yarn, put you in a bind of warm obedience. Let parts of the normally buried surface find their way up as they may please. Safe enough to examine yourself and find the parts you want to give over to me to use as simple training tools. Mindless inside you, breathing can deepen, you can soften. Follow, you're able to do this little self-audit better here than you would elsewhere. That's why you're deep and dare to be deeper. sleepy and dare to be sleepier when you hear a story told to overwhelm and hold over you. Examine yourself wanting to know how it would feel to immerse completely in the situation. When you trust we progress, your realm of achievable conduct and response gets more and more broad. The simplest lesson is it expands as you go through, as you indulge in the story. If you're going to be playing with these ideas, with following along, caught in the tail, that highest state that is flow, then you need to follow a trail of training, whatever it looks like for you, whatever makes you tremble and want to fall down below into the story. How do you get immersed? What takes you there? Find that first and then use it automatically. Light a candle, stare at it, meditate. If you can't visualize, use visual cues instead. Captivate yourself visually, safely, but do it. Anything you have to do, that's how it was for me, building and finding things that drop you in, keep you bound, even when the person telling the story isn't minding you in particular. Useful skills get your brain in the page or into the voice. Or into the depiction, immersed enough that you subsume yourself and follow along with all the stuff while assuming it's happening to you, yourself as you go. That bulky pursuit of learning to build piece by piece response to the same piece. Be ready to train these skills at least a few times on a few things till you might even think you've done it enough times. Then you'll find some new little pleasure sensation to mind. Give yourself complete and utter indulgence. So you only have to do it a few times. Then when you happen upon stories more descriptive, better match to you, or sexier too, you'll find you can use the same skills with less of the work, less repetition. Less repetition for you is the best tool in your toolbox because it keeps you interested, keeps you listening, keeps you on the edge of your seat. The journey itself, off the edge into peaceful, sleepy, drowsy plummeting, we are connected. It's happening to me too. Hit the summit and then slide right down with you. Yeah, journey down. You needn't physically go anywhere, but when there's travel in the journey, you can move around a little. You can squirm or stir or respond or re-trigger. Night, night, pet. Deeper and deeper down. Think of full immersion, and of course, if you are hanging on, following me down, you'll catch the moments I'm so immersed in whatever I'm describing as I feel it first when it crosses over my brain, that you'll know how to feel afterward. And I will repeat, give you that refrain, help you combine these skills in the right way, but these are for training, not so much for play. Once you have the skills, you should go listen to something broader, more descriptive, a richly soundscaped erotic novel, or one of my more descriptive rapid-fire pieces. But this is to walk you through your paces, learning to visualize where you can and where you can't to simulate. If you cannot internally stimulate, then you must simulate externally. Surface sealed away, comes out to play when you're deeper and deeper down, just like today. You are relaxing and traveling down, more carried on your journey, less having to traverse it. You will be fed rich soundscapes, good descriptions, things your eyes and body can absorb. At least the senses that keep working, but the ones that go quieter and deeper might hallucinate something even better first. So, as instructions follow, every word after this, let them kiss your body and your brain with immersion, with that echoing refrain of the exact thing done again and again isn't boring, it's training. So when you encounter something exciting for the first time, you don't need the training wheels of practicing conditioning with me in this very basic way that tells you obvious things, helps you display proper listening talent. I'll always tell you what's next here, but there, a surprise gets to be a surprise. Find stories you want to see with new eyes, then hypnotize down deep. How everything should feel as it seeps in to the extent you can feel, and if you're like me, and you hallucinate quite well, then strap in. Night-night, pet. Sink, relax, and get ready for story time.